We play with a lot of bands, and one of the questions everyone asks is, where do you get your band name? And you'd be surprised how many bands say, I don't know, it just sounded good. And that's kind of disappointing a lot of times when you hear that. And so we've always been intentional about every aspect of the band, especially the band name. Some background, just the short version of where it came from. I was studying a play, and in that play, someone made a decision and they sent out faulty airplane parts during the war, and 21 pilots died because they sent them out. Then that person who sent them out is the main character. He tried to justify why he sent those parts out. And he ultimately ended up committing suicide at the end of the play. And it is a constant reminder how we apply it kind of to our band. And every night that we play, it's a constant reminder that you have to make the right decision, even though it may be the hard decision. It seems vague, but you'd be surprised how many times that applies to a band's life and just an individual's life.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and I'm joined by a very special guest for today's episode, my daughter.
People.
You might need to speak up.
Hi!
We've been talking about doing this episode for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Because you have a favorite band that you really love and has nothing to do with me. You found it all on your own. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of their music in the car at different times, and some of their songs I like and some of them I don't. But I thought it would be interesting to do an episode with you about this band you love called 21 Pilots. And so I haven't been very forceful with you about trying to get you to listen to music that I like, have I?
Not really.
I've played a lot for you, but
yeah,
it doesn't seem like most of it really gets your attention very well.
I don't know.
Could you think of any bands or songs that I've played for you that you remember liking very much?
I like most Cheap Trick songs, and just,
okay. You've seen Cheap Trick in concert three or four times.
And I like, well, you like Green Day. I like two Green Day songs.
Yeah. So. Holiday and what?
I don't know what it's called, but, well...
Another song from American Idiot, though.
Yeah, well, I like American Idiot as a song.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You would like a lot of other Green Day songs, then, because American Idiot sounds like almost every other Green Day song, pretty much. Okay, so you like Cheap Trick. You liked Devo a lot when you were little. Mm-hmm. What else have you liked? You liked some Queen songs. You liked, I don't know, have you liked any Kiss songs?
Well, yeah, Kiss is fine. I don't really know any names of Kiss songs, though. Like, I don't know the names, but yeah, Kiss songs are fine.
I don't think I've made you listen to that much. What do you think when I pull out records and say this sounds like 21 Pilots from the 80s and get you to listen to that?
Maybe sometimes they slightly sound like 21 Pilots. Most of the time they sound like 80s music. But 21 Pilots slightly sounds like 80s music. So
sometimes more than slightly, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you discovered 21 Pilots? How did they become your favorite band?
I knew that, like, you know, Mom used to, babysit, well, nanny for those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear, on that app they used, I would hear, like, small parts of 21 Pilots songs, but I didn't even know what they were called or that they were 21 Pilots. And so...
What app was that?
Musically.
Oh, Musically. Okay.
Yeah. And then later on, people online were talking about 21 Pilots, I noticed. And so I, like, Googled them once, and it was actually the song that I had heard them playing before. So
what song was that?
That was Stressed Out. And okay. At the time, I didn't find that song annoying, but once you listen to it like 5 times, it gets really annoying.
Is that their biggest hit?
That's one of their biggest hits. Yeah. It has a lot of views, over 100 million.
Well, I saw like on Wikipedia that they had 2 songs in the top 10 at the same time at one point, and I think it was probably that and Heathens.
Yeah, and maybe Ride.
Wasn't JT. So those are their 3 most well-known songs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Stressed Out has 1 billion views.
Right.
So, yeah. But that's kind of how I found out about the band.
And then you just started listening to other songs on YouTube and places.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I remember that we went on a road trip and I just was listening to Ride, Heathens, Stressed Out, and Car Radio in the car, and then I just started listening to more songs, and yeah.
So it's been a couple of years now, right, that you've...
Probably. I think I discovered them when I was, like, maybe 9 or 8.
And I remember not long after you started liking them, it turned out they were going to be playing in town.
Yeah.
But the show was already sold out.
Yeah.
And you were really sad.
It was just a bunch of ticket scalpers.
Yeah, and you were sad that we couldn't go.
$200, yeah.
More than that.
Yeah, $250 or something.
Okay, so do you have some of the history of 21 Pilots to tell us about?
Yeah. Well, the band started out in 2009, and it was mostly, I think, the members met in high school. They were all around the age of, like, 20 or 19. And the drummer, well, it started out 3 people. They had a bass player. And then Tyler did vocals, and he did keyboard. And then they had a drummer. So they had the drummer, Chris... How do you pronounce this
name? Is that the Slea? Sala?
Sala. Chris Sala was the drummer. And then they had Nick Thomas, who was the bass player. And Tyler, he just would basically sit in his basement, and he started out singing poetry in his basement, and he just didn't really like how it sounded, so he just started saying it, and he realized that he was rapping, and so he started doing that more, and playing keyboard, and then he just made the band, basically. And called it 21 Pilots, and it might have had a name before that, but I'm not really sure. A lot of Tyler's songs are based off of the Bible and Christianity, but I'm not sure if Josh has any religion.
Mm-hmm.
The other band members weren't as religious as he was at the time, and.
Right, so the band now and for I don't know how long has just been the 2 guys, Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn.
Yeah, Josh joined the band in 2011, and also both the other band members, Chris
Sala,
Chris Sala, and Nick Thomas just left.
I think Nick Thomas wrote some of the songs with him too, like Trees. Yeah. It said they wrote Trees together, which that's. I guess that's one of, like, the fans' favorite songs, right? So they had their first 2 albums were on... Well, no. Their first albums they put out themselves.
Yes.
And those are really rare and have not been reissued or anything. Mm-hmm. So they're expensive on eBay.
I found a vinyl that was $825.
Yeah, for the first album.
For the first album.
And then they signed with Fueled by Ramen.
Yeah, they've signed... With Fueled by Ramen at Vessel, which was their 3rd album.
Yeah, and I think like 5 songs from Regional at best re-recorded for Vessel.
They changed the drums and some of the keyboard.
But then they had a big hit with blurry face.
Yes.
And so Fueled by Ramen had... Because back in the 90s, Fueled by Ramen was an indie record label that the guys, I'm pretty sure it was the band Less Than Jake, that started it. That was their own label. Mm-hmm. But now it's massively huge. Like, they had Panic at the Disco, mm-hmm. and they had Paramore, and they've sold, like, millions of records. And 21 Pilots is probably their most successful.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know if that's true, but they're huge. Right. How long ago did Blurryface come out? It's like, when are they going to have another record?
I think it was 2015.
Yeah, when are they going to have another record?
Yeah, I think they are going to be coming out with another album soon. Probably in like a year or so. I think the name is something Echo, but...
Okay, what else should we talk about 21 Pilots? I would say, for me, the significant thing is that there's no guitar. And
yeah.
99% of what I like revolves around a guitar. So, it's weird that there's no guitar. I don't think there's any guitar ever on any of their songs.
No, none of the songs. There's bass, but
that's and there's not ukulele on stuff.
There is ukulele on House of Gold and I think Terror in My Heart, and then, well, they have a cover. It's that Elvis song. I Can't Help.
Falling in Love, they do that on ukulele.
Yeah, they do a cover of that on ukulele.
But they do, some of their songs are pretty heavy with the keyboards, where you wouldn't even really notice that there's not a guitar. It still sounds like a rock song, but more from the 80s, but it's just strange that they don't ever have any guitar on anything. I wonder if maybe on their next album they'll actually incorporate some guitar, but maybe that's their thing, to not have guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The piano kind of just takes over the guitar because...
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff on the keyboards on some of the songs that mm-hmm. there's a lot going on. One thing about 21 Pilots is there's a lot of rapping that's mm-hmm. pretty similar to Eminem.
Yeah.
Which is that why you started getting interested in Eminem? Because...
Well, I actually got interested in Eminem before 21 Pilots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I started listening to Eminem when I was in second grade because I heard, I used to play Animal Jam, you know, and I was watching this video and it had Monster, like some Nightcore thing, and Monster is an Eminem song. The Monster, you could say it's called, and
I don't really know much about Eminem.
Yeah, I really loved that song, and I just started listening to that one song, and as I got older, I started
liking
more Eminem songs.
When, you know, Mom has always been interested in Eminem,
mm-hmm.
but so that's probably part of why you were attracted to 21 Pilots, because mm-hmm. there's elements of Eminem in some of the 21 Pilots stuff.
Yeah. Definitely Fall Away. There's a lot of Eminem in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the rapping parts, but... And then there's also... Some of the songs have a lot of ska elements in, which Fueled by Ramen, Less Than Jake, are a ska band, so... They do fit in with the whole Fueled by Ramen thing. And I see them called an alternative band on stuff, so...
Well... I'd say they are a little bit alternative. There's not a specific genre that fits them.
No.
There's so many genres. So.
Well, they do. Some of their songs do have a lot of elements of modern music that I really can't handle listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe what's wrong with modern music, but almost everything that's in the top 10 is horrible, from my opinion, and usually. So sometimes some 21 Pilots songs have some of that feel of modern music that I really can't handle listening to. But they do have songs that I like at the same time. So you picked out your top 10 favorite 21 Pilots songs, and then you kept adding more.
Yeah.
And we ended up with your top 15 21 Pilots songs. So do you wanna, let's start at number 15. Do you have your list in order? I have it here too.
Number 15 is Taxi Cab.
I wanna fall inside your ghost and fill up
hole inside my mind. And I want everyone to know that I am half a soul divided. Sometimes we will die and sometimes we will fly away. The way you're by my side until my dying days. And if I'm not going home.
The song is kind of different than most 21 Pilots songs because it's much slower, I'd say. And the rapping is much slower. It doesn't sound as upbeat. So, yeah.
So what do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's slower because it's kind of a unique song because none of the other songs are kind of, like, slow, and,
Do you know what it's about?
I'm not necessarily sure. There's a lot of metaphors in there. If I said what it was about, I would definitely be wrong, because I would be saying gibberish because of all the metaphors, so I can't...
Well, it could also be what it means to you.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Do you like any of the metaphors that are in there?
Well,
Do you listen to Tyler's lyrics? Like, do you like his lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. The taxicab is a hearse.
I would.
You don't know what a hearse is?
Nope.
The hearse is the car that carries the body from the funeral home to the cemetery.
Oh!
And he's talking in here about cracking open my box, so he's probably talking about being in the coffin.
Oh, that's nice. Well, yeah, that's... Well...
This is a... People on Reddit are trying to figure out what the song's about, and they... I don't know how deep I want to go into this, but...
Yeah, he probably wrote that song... Well, the band started in 2009, but he was definitely writing some of these songs before that, and some of the lyrics before that. He has one rap... And it's not necessarily a song, it's just a part of a song. And it's in many different songs, he incorporates it. It's in Kitchen Sink, and I think it might be in... It's in the end of Ode to Sleep, I think. I might be wrong about that.
These people are all interpreting Taxicab as a religious song.
Yeah, it is, probably. Yeah. He probably wrote that song when he was, like, 17 or something, and he...
Oh, yeah, which album is that one from?
That's from the first album,
okay.
21 Pilots.
Yeah, and that's from 2009, I think.
Yeah. So. He definitely wrote the song before that, too.
So. Yeah, so he was a teenager when he wrote this one, okay. So the next one on your list, number 14, is Lane Boy, which is one of the songs that sounds like a ska song, and I don't think I really like this one.
That used to be my favorite one when I only listened to Glory Face, because that's like one of the big Glory Face hits, and...
Okay, that one's from Glory Face.
The rapping is actually really fast on it.
Yeah.
And... I think he incorporates a lot of his opinions in it. For example, like, he talks about songs on the radio or something. I'm not really sure what he's trying to say, but I like the lyrics.
Well, he talks about staying in your lane, boy.
Yeah.
Lane, boy, meaning...
Like
driving as a metaphor, but he's saying... So if you think it's about songs on the radio, so he's probably talking about people... staying in their genre and not making interesting music. That's probably what he's talking about.
And also, it might actually be a little bit about the record label, because I know that in one interview, Tyler said that Fueled by Ramen was very open to like letting them do what they want, and in a lot of record labels, they may just tell artists what to do and make them stay in that one section of music. And
one lane.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But they said, well, on Vessel, they just asked if they could, they just said, hey, can we have a picture of both of our grandpas or dads, I don't know, I think it was grandpas, on the cover. And they're just like, sure. So
yeah, that's a weird cover.
Yeah, that's a really weird cover. So they're very open to...
Yeah, well, Fueled by Ramen, even though I think they're owned by Atlantic Records, now they, you know, it's basically an indie record label, so they are going to be much more open to letting the artists have more creative control than other record labels would be. And obviously it worked out for them, since 21 Pilots are really, really popular. So your next song... is Ruby from Regional at Best. So this is one that was on Regional at Best that they didn't redo for Vessel.
Yeah. This was one of the songs they didn't redo. And the song itself, I'm not really sure what the meaning is, along with a lot of other 21 Pilots songs. But it's kind of telling a story. I kind of like that song just because of the lyrics and how it's kind of written. And then, like, also the piano, well, keyboard. There's a lot of different, melodies he plays in that song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I just don't like the way he sings it. I think you know how much I hate the way people sing now. Like, there's really horrible ways that people sing. That with all these affectations and this certain singing style now, that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. And if I think this song is a little too close to some of that for me to get into it.
He does sing it in a weird way. He does sing it in, like, I'm not really even sure how to describe it, but it's kind of like he doesn't sing like that.
Well, in this time. I mean, I don't know if 10 years from now people are going to look back on music from now and it's going to seem dated, or the way music does that we look back on now from this point, but people are definitely singing in certain ways that to me is really annoying.
Yeah.
And I can't deal with it at all.
Yeah.
I don't even know exactly how to describe it, but it's this new singing style that's really horrible. And hopefully rock music and bands are going to make a comeback. Hopefully 21 Pilots will, you know, make a really cool album for their next record, and maybe things will start to change with the state of music, but we'll see. So your next one is trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of weird that they have a song called Trees and a song called Forest, because, like, a forest and trees. Like Taxicab, this song is actually much slower than most of their songs, and the metaphors are very deep. I don't really know how to describe the song, because it's like all of their songs on Vessel are kind of like, a lot of their songs kind of sound like different genres on Vessel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trees is very slow, like Taxicab.
Right.
And,
it sounds, yeah, it's a ballad, and it's kind of sounds 80s. This is one of their songs that kind of sounds 80s, I think. But
they used a lot of sound effects in it, which sometimes I feel like they definitely totally overdo the sound effects. There's this one song. I think it's on their first album. I think it's a car, a torch, a death, and it has just at the end. It's like, well, towards the middle, it's just like the music, and then just this total, they just play this one bird sound effect of birds tweeting for like the full minute, and it's probably some metaphor.
So when you listen to 21 Pilots, do you listen to the lyrics and do you, like, think about what he's saying and stuff like that, or...?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, the next... So that was number... What number is Trees on your list? It's 15, 14, 12. So number 11
is
Guns for Hands.
I like this one because... It was on regional best at best too, I think.
It was?
I think so. But now it's on Vessel. And this is one of their songs. It sounds like it has guitar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And there's a lot of loud piano and it's very upbeat. And the lyrics, I don't really know about the lyrics. I don't know what he's talking about.
I love the beginning of the song is really cool, with, and it kicks in. It's kind of cool. I like parts of this song. I like the I'm trying to sleep. I like that part.
Yeah.
It has good parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely switches tempos a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, that relates to a farther up song, I'll Just Leave. That changes tempo.
Oh, yeah.
That changes tempos all the time. And that kind of makes the song more, like, probably entertaining. Because it kind of starts out as a, like, well, at the very beginning, you kind of get a surprise when all the piano and stuff gets really loud. But, like, Ode to Sleep, it kind of starts out very quiet and then gets louder, too. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, Tyler Joseph definitely writes good melodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he does lots of other stuff too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's only parts of the songs that I like and other parts that I don't. But so your number 10 song is Goner. Mm-hmm. From Blurry Face.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one is the title track because the name of the album is in this song. He talks about a blurry face in the song.
He says, "I've got two faces." Blurry is the one I'm not.
Right, so that's where they get the name of the album from, yeah.
Probably. Also, actually, I think they do have an old song from Regional at Best or something called Blurry Face. I'm not actually sure if they have a song called Blurry Face, but...
What do you like about Goner?
It's probably one of their most slowest songs, and... there aren't a lot of words in it, like, compared to the other songs. They repeat a lot of stuff. There's a lot of repetition.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a lot of repetition in many of their songs, though. And yeah, it's kind of different than other songs.
Though. I don't really remember how Goner goes, but I wrote down "not great." I don't remember this one. I'm inside out. You're underneath.
I've got two faces. Blurry's the one I'm not. I've got two faces. Blurry's the one I'm not. I need your help to take him out. I need your help to take him out. Though I'm weak and beaten down, I'll slip away into the sound. The ghost of you is close to me. I'm inside out. You're underneath. Though I'm weak and beaten down, I slip away into the sound. The ghost of you is close to me. I'm inside out. You're underneath. Don't let me be gone.
Okay, so the next song, number 9, is Polarize. Which album is that one from?
That's from Blurry Face.
Okay.
And,
a lot of rapping in that one.
There is a lot of rapping. Well, there's kind of rapping and singing at the same time, like the first part too, like in the pre-chorus. And I like the backup singing. There's a lot of backup singing in that. He does this thing at the end. It's kind of this weird backup singing type thing. He might be doing it with the piano, but I think it's like just a sound effect he put on it, and it's really interesting. So yeah, that's why I like this song.
I wrote down that this one's too modern for me. I don't really remember how it goes, but it's it has too many of the elements of whatever contemporary or current music has that annoys me. Separating them, splitting them up from wrong and right. It's deciding where to die and deciding where to fight. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh. I wanted to be a better brother, better son. I wanted to be a better adversary to the evil I have done. I have none to show to the one I love. But tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me down. What was that, number 9?
Yeah.
Number 8
is Doubt.
Is Doubt?
Yep.
Auto-tune.
Yes, there's a lot of auto-tune and doubt. I don't think it's necessarily, like, because, like...
No, it's not because he can't sing.
Not because he can't sing, but
it's just an effect that they use.
It's very... Doubt is very, like, low. The melodies are very low. And he uses a lot. He doesn't use a lot of high tones in his voice in that song. But it's kind of an interesting melody, and it makes the song interesting because his voice is so low in that song, but it's very upbeat. And it gets more upbeat as you listen to the song, and then kind of changes. The tempo changes a lot in that one. And yeah, like you said, there's a lot of like effects on his voice.
This is another modern sounding song.
Yeah, it's very modern sounding. That's it.
Yeah. I like it better when they sound 80s than when they sound modern. Shaking hands with the dark parts of my thoughts. No, you are all that I've got. No, don't forget about me. Even when I doubt you, I'm no good without.
bring on the bishops. Claw away up their system, repeating simple phrases. Someone wholly insisted. Want the markings made on my skin to mean something to me again. Hope you haven't left without me. Hope you haven't left without me. Please.
Okay, so what's so that was number?
That was number 8.
So okay. What's number 7?
Forest.
Okay.
Well, it's the melodies are very different from other top songs. Well, 21 Pilots songs. How many times have I said top instead of 21 Pilots?
Oh, is that what you're saying? I didn't notice. Top? Do people call them top?
People call them top. So I'm just saying right. Top because it's 21 Pilots. But Forest is very different from other 21 Pilots songs. The melody is very different, I'd say. It has a lot of different parts. And the pre-chorus is very high-pitched, I'd say, I guess. The lyrics are very interesting. I like the lyrics probably the most out of the song.
What do you like about the lyrics?
Well, it kind of... I don't really exactly know. I just like how they sound.
Yeah.
And, like, he says, singing, yeah, I don't even know, but,
He rhymes forest with chorus.
Mm-hmm. Down in the forest, we'll sing a chorus, one that everybody knows. Hands held higher, we'll be on fire, singing something nobody wrote.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of rapping in that one. I don't think there's really any rapping in that one, actually. Yeah, he actually uses a lot... He uses a sound effect, too. I like the sound effect. And, yeah.
I think this is one of the songs where he has angst. Angst in his voice. Which is like, I'm suffering, I'm tortured, kind of cracking voice thing that I don't like. I don't like angst. I don't like too much angst in the voice, but...
Angst.
I wrote down the... Are you making fun of my accent? Am I supposed to say angst? Angst. Angst.
I don't know how you
angst.
Say it. I haven't heard the angst. Word, so like, no, I don't know.
Angst. Angst.
Angst.
Was I saying angst? Angst? Am I supposed to say angst?
Angst.
So, I wrote down the chorus is okay on that one, but I don't think I really like the way he sings the verses.
Well, I'd say that the choruses kind of relate to the Guns for Hands choruses. They sound similar.
Uh-huh. Right.
Reasons of what these storms are for. I didn't understand why everything I adore takes a different form when I squint my eyes. Have you ever done that? When you squint your eyes and your eyelashes make it look a little not right, and then when just enough light comes from just the right side and you find you're not who you're supposed to be. This is not what you're supposed to see. Please remember me, I am supposed to be king of a kingdom. I'm swinging on the swing. Something happened in my imagination. The situation's becoming dire. My treehouse is on fire, and for some reason I smell gas on my hands. This is not what I had planned. This is not what I had.
Is the next one Hometown?
Yeah, the next one's Hometown. Well, it has a sort of, kind of, why can't I think of this? Oh, harmony. Harmonizing in it, like the chorus and stuff.
Like backing vocals, you mean?
It's not necessary, well... It might just be an effect where they take his voice and like make it lower, but I don't know. I really like the backup vocals too, though, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff about this song. I like the lyrics. I don't know. They're very like mystical. Like,
mystical lyrics.
I don't know. Like I'm not really sure. Like what the metaphor for this is, and how it's like metaphorically what the song is about, but yeah.
Well, their hometown is Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio.
That's probably not what it's about. It's probably not about Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I'd say it's probably about something.
Oh, he says, where we're from, there's no sun. Our hometown's in the dark. That's not a very positive depiction of Columbus, Ohio.
Kind of depressing.
I don't think that's what he's talking about. Yeah, this one I like. This one has a great vibe, and it's very 80s sounding.
Bass.
I definitely like this one.
It has bass. Well, no. Wait. It kind of has guitar in that. In Hometown,
you think
kind
so?
Of a guitar-ish sound.
It's probably on his keyboard, though.
Probably. But, yeah, there's a very guitar-ish sound in Hometown.
Yeah, Hometown is good. To Sleep is number 5?
Yes. And I like this one. Well, it's obviously very 80s sounding.
Yeah.
Ode to Sleep is, and...
But it has rap in it.
Yeah. There's a lot of rap, and the rapping gets really, really fast. At some parts.
Doesn't it? It starts out kind of weird, but then when it goes into the really upbeat part...
Yeah.
Like, the verse, the really bouncy part, that part is great. I love that part. It's a huge change.
Yeah, I love the music in this one. It's very, like, there's a lot of sound effects added to the music. That kind of, yeah, it makes it bouncy.
Yeah, that verse part is great.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pre-chorus.
Yeah. That's really great. Then the chorus is pretty good, but the best part of the song for me is that...
I like the pre-chorus.
The bouncy verse pre-chorus part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is one of their best songs for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm validate is forgotten and faking the trees. They await and close and dissipate. The start of a day when we put on our face. A mess up our trees that we don't need grace on the evil of a day that is bigger than us. But we open our eyes, cause we're told that we must. And the trees are the rhymes and the culture that bleed. Desperately yelling is something we need. I'm not free. I ask forgiveness 3 times. Same amount that I deny. A 3-time MVP. This crime, I'm afraid to tell you who I adore. Won't tell you who I'm singing towards metaphorically.
So number 4 is Fall Away?
Yeah. It's a very Eminem sounding song. There's a lot of rap in it.
There's a lot of ska in it too. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd say in most Eminem songs, the verses are rapping, the chorus is singing. And that's kind of like what Fall Away is. Like, but like in the chorus, well,
there's not a lot of melody in the chorus.
No. It's just talking, basically. Yeah. The verses are better than the chorus, I'd say.
Fall Away is a certain kind of song that some people would like and some people wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I think I'm one of the people that wouldn't like it.
I think this is on his first album, Fall Away is.
Is it?
So, yeah, it's on his first album. It actually sounds like one of his more modern songs, though. We're down to top 3.
Yeah.
Okay. So then there's Fake You Out. And I like this song because there's so many different parts. And there's a lot of different sound effects, but he actually levels them out on the song. So that's good. And then
there's a lot of 80s.
There is a lot of 80s, yeah. There's a lot of 80s melodies, and I'm not sure really what the metaphor for this song is, but I like the lyrics. I'm not sure. You know, he uses cars in a lot of his songs. Like, Fake You Out, there's a lot of stuff about cars, and Taxi Cab, obviously, there's a lot about cars, because it's literally called Taxi Cab.
And there's a song called Car Radio, right?
Yeah, there's a song called Car Radio. Lean Boy.
So yeah.
There are a lot of car street metaphors.
gives you space. Kids are doing what kids are doing, they're killing themselves. They better have no control of the prison themselves. And if y'all one of them, then y'all one of me. And you would do almost anything just to feel free. Yeah. Am I right? Of course I am, convinced me, otherwise we'll take all night. Before you walk away, there's one more thing I want to say. Our brains are sick, but that's okay.
You are, I'm fake. You are, I'm fake. You are, I'm break. Get down, I'll fake.
And I'll fall, and I'll break, and I'll fake
you down.
So the next song, the number two song, is I Love Flightless Birds, and this song was on his first album.
Yeah.
Which, that means
Your two favorites are both from the first album.
Yeah. I like the drums on I Love Flightless Birds. Like, there's a lot of cymbals. There's not a lot of actual, like, drumming. There's mm-hmm. a lot of cymbals. I don't think much of the drums are actually real. I think they mostly use
Yeah, not on the first album, maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah, but on the other albums, there's a lot. Well, on Blurry Face, also not as much, but Vessel, there's a lot more actual drumming. Yeah.
Isle of Flightless Birds has a ska and a rap verse. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Eminem, kind of.
Sounds like Eminem, I'd say. Not as much as Fall Away, but...
But it has a good chorus. Tyler Joseph can write good melodies, for sure.
Yeah. There's that just piano, like, solo part that's really good. Like, yeah. If they had a guitar, that would be a guitar solo. Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
Walking and wounds our emotions, choice to please them. I am cold, can you hear? I will fly, you will know no fear. And the ground touches my wings. Apart our very heart and the light.
degrading. It's time we're wasting, as time will fly by and the sky will cry as light is fading. And he is waiting, oh, so patiently, while we repeat the same routine as we will please comfortability. And please think about why you can't sleep in the evening. And please don't be afraid of what your soul is really thinking. Your soul knows good and evil, your soul knows both sides. And it's time you pick your battle, and I promise you this is mine.
And then your favorite 21 Pilots. So did you know right away for sure which one was your favorite? Like, yes. No doubt.
Yeah. Air Catcher is definitely my favorite. It's very upbeat. It's one of those songs that they have that goes from just being like this very subtle piano to suddenly just exploding. So, yeah.
It does explode. I completely agree with you. That's a really good song. One of their best for sure.
The melody is very unique, I'd say. A lot of their songs are upbeat, but this one is especially upbeat and very unique. More unique than their other songs. They use a lot of piano in this song that sounds like guitar. Like, is what a guitar would sound like if it was in this song. I don't know how to describe.
Yeah. Well, this is one of their songs that's heavier and has, you know, you don't even really notice there's not a guitar. It sounds like a rock song with the 80s feel.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And then I asked you what were the 21 Pilots songs that I liked, and you remembered, just I guess from us listening in the car, you said that the ones I liked were what? Semi-automatic.
Not Today, and Ode to Sleep, and Air Catcher.
So, yeah, Semi-Automatic is really good, but it sounds like an 80s song from a movie or something.
The earth turns from sanity, taking my own little friend I know, leaves a lot, his name is Hope. I'm never what I like, I'm double-sided and I just can't hide.
I'm never what I like. I'm double-sided and I just can't hide.
Yeah, Not Today is another one that has a great poppy melody, and it builds, it kind of builds, and then that chorus part when that kicks in, it's really cool, but the best part is that little, like, pre-chorus, yeah. Like the bouncy part.
I don't know why, I just feel I'm better off staying in the same room I was born in. I look outside,
and see a whole world better off without me in it, trying to transform it. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind. Yeah. Listen, I know this one's a contradiction because of how happy it sounds, but the lyrics are so down. It's okay though, because it represents, wait, better yet, it is who I feel I am right now. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind.
Heard you say, not today. I'm not willing to take you down.
So you're right. So I would say my favorites are Air Catcher and Ode to Sleep, which are in your top five, and then Semi-Automatic and Not Today. Those would be my favorites. All right, so what else do we need to say about 21 Pilots? Looking forward to their next album?
Definitely.
And hopefully get to see them in concert eventually?
Mm-hmm, eventually.
Okay, so what I always do at the end of my show is I say, and now to play us out, and then I play Bill O'Reilly, and then I play a song at the end. So what song should we play at the end?
Taco Bell Fire, probably.
That's a song?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain what that song is. So I'll say, okay, and now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end the show with another song.
It's about Tyler's favorite restaurant. And, yeah.
It's called Taco Bell Saga?
Taco Bell Saga.
All right, so thanks for doing this episode with me.
You're welcome.
Fast food, greasy taco.
Taco Island.
Nacho Bel Grande, cheesy gordita. I like your nachos like diarrhea. Man, I really like Taco Bell.
I like how I can watch you make my food. Drop it on the floor, I think it's rude. Man, I really like Taco Bell.
Here's to the man who makes me my food. How is it that I just ate? Now I have to poop.
Fast food, greasy taco, I love. Food like this could only come from above. Fast food, greasy taco, I love. Food like this could only come from above.
I robbed a taco store and asking for a refill.
Hey, this is Jay Rizzo, listen up, all y'all. I'm winning tacos just because of this gumball. I put your loopers where my mouth is, so
watch this.
And I'm the dopest rapper that you ever mess with.
Sir, welcome to Taco Bell. May I take your order?
Yeah, can I have a Big Mac and a Pepsi?
Sir, we don't sell Big Macs.
Give me some chicken nuggets.
Neither chicken nuggets either.
Yes.
T-A-C-O.
A B-E.
Double L.
The cashiers.
Name is
Omar Viscal. People always persecute me, for I know they'll die for eating Chipotle. How is it that you
got
a good old Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
And how is it that you
could
like
a
Chipotle?
Walked into the Taco Bell, 'cause I was craving some crunchy shell. The man behind the counter said, "Opa,
Opa!"
I was flying as high as a kite, and I looked up to my delight. They were having a special on chalupas.
My chalupa, my chalupa, my chalupa, my chalupa.
And as you know, there was a man who preached the truth on rock and sand, and Jesus won't hold your sins to you. And we all know that he broke the bread, but I know that Saint Peter said that his favorite food was chalupas.
My chalupa, my chalupa, my chalupa, my chalupa.
I love this song.
Babe!
Gosh, my gosh, song, y'all. It's a good song.
And cheese!
Beef and cheese!
Beef and cheese,
beef and cheese,
yeah.
Beef and cheese in a taco shell.
Yeah.
Shell.
Take that, it'll make you fat. We got the stuff to make your booty go. Take that, it'll make you fat. We got the stuff to make your booty go. Take that, it'll make you fat. We got the stuff to make your booty go. Take that, it'll make you fat. We got the stuff to make your booty go. Beef and cheese. Beef and cheese, beef and cheese, and lettuce, beef and cheese,
okay,
and lettuce, beef and cheese, oh, beef and cheese.
Now is the time that we end the song. Without tacos, life would be wrong.
Man, I really love Taco Bell.
Michael was right, tacos are great. If you're real hungry, they're open real late. Man, I really love Taco Bell.
Here's to the Mexican, makes me my food.
Me gusta.
How is it that I just ate? Now I have to poop.
Fast food, greasy taco, I love.
I love.
Food like this could only come from above.
I'm full.
So, dude, there's these two black guys in the bar.
Hey, we're recording.
I'll be back.